Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
When God created the earth and all of its creatures, He looked upon that which His hand had made, and He called it good. Yet He created the world with the full knowledge that sin would occur, and He made man in such a way as to be disposed to that sin. So man's embrace of sin neither surprised the Lord, nor did it occur contrary to His purpose. Rather, His purpose of manifesting His grace in the redemption of sinners was fulfilled in part by man's failure. Does this in any way excuse man's sin or give us reason to say, let us sin that grace may abound? Absolutely not. Man is accountable for his actions because God has made him accountable. So even the sin of man fulfills the purpose of God, while he at the same time reveals that he hates the workers of iniquity, will not clear the guilty, and will not even look upon sin. There are some who would take what we have said as a reason to accuse God of unrighteousness. Nay, but O man, who art thou that repliest against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherds of the earth. Shall the clay say to him that fashioned it, What makest thou, or thy work, he hath no hands? The God who rules the heavens is above reproach, and can in no wise be accused by the creature. God is always right because he is always God. God can do anything he desires to do and will always act according to his divine pleasure, manifesting his righteous character in all things. The high and lofty one who inhabits eternity has been pleased to reveal himself to us in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He has put on the likeness of sinful flesh to purchase our redemption, subjecting himself to the same temptations as us. He has overcome them all in our behalf, and has forever sanctified all of those for which he came into the world to redeem. Have you taken time this day to give him glory for the unspeakable gift of his Son? He is the Savior of sinners.